Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
The Church of God of Prophecy is a Pentecostal denomination located in Cleveland, Tennessee. It's not real well known, but it's growing around the world. They had their General Assembly in Orlando, and I had the privilege of attending one of the services and sitting down with their presiding bishop, Sam Clements, to ask him about his denomination, about growth, about education, and a lot of other things. You'll want to hear what he has to say. Plus, I asked him the question that people outside the denomination are asking. Is it possible that the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, and the Church of God of Prophecy, also located in Cleveland, Tennessee, will ever merge? So stay tuned after this word to hear how he answered that somewhat controversial question.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Joseph Business School. Have you ever wanted to start your own business? Start it today with the Joseph Business School. The Joseph Business School helps turn your business dreams into a reality for just a third of the normal cost. Their 9-month entrepreneurship program is nationally accredited, and their business courses are founded in biblical values. You'll meet highly qualified instructors, get access to capital funding, and other benefits. If your schedule is busy, don't worry about it. The school has weekend and online courses, so you can tailor make a schedule that fits your lifestyle. And listeners of the podcast can check out a free class demonstration by visiting their website at www.jbs.edu. That's www.jbs.edu. Fall classes start October 1st, 2016, so don't delay. Call Joseph Business School and start your business today.
Well, Bishop Clements, welcome to the Strang Report, and I'm interested in having my listeners find out more about the Church of God of Prophecy. What is it that makes your denomination unique and different in the world of Christendom?
I don't know that our denomination is so uniquely different than other Pentecostal movements. I recently sat with 7 of the top leaders of Pentecostal churches in North America, and I said at the end of the day, if you put us all in a bag and shake us up, we look pretty much the same as far as our doctrine and what we believe and what we teach. I think what makes us uniquely different, more than anything else, is our structure and our financial systems. We differ in those things, but we have so much in common with most every Pentecostal organization here, especially in North America.
But you also are very diverse, and here at your International General Assembly, that's evident. There are so many people, especially from the islands. Talk to us about that and how you've integrated all of this diversity in, I guess, what was historically a Southern Pentecostal denomination in the days of segregation, and how that works out, especially with your theme this year of Unite.
We have always, from the beginning, been diverse in our makeup of our church. We have had leaders lead in our international offices of different ethnic groups, different cultures, and I think that what made us what we are, it's a church that we know no lines as far as discrimination or those things, but we work together as one body. I believe that the body of Christ is the ethnic group where we all flow together.
Well said. In researching what's going on in the Church of God of Prophecy, I found out that some of your leaders in other countries are actually being persecuted. I was told that even one was under threat of ISIS. I'd be interested in hearing more about that.
Yes, we've had, in the last 2 years, we've had problems in some of the countries. One in country I will not mention by name, but we have had people arrested. Even now, we have about 15 people that's incarcerated and being tortured, even to the point of pulling their fingernails off and any kind of cruel punishment that they can induce without killing. And we've also had people that have been killed in areas where there's civil wars going on and other things. Seems like there's been an all-out attack on Christianity all over the world. So I don't know that we're any different than any any other organization in that matter, because we are in a very crisis, very troublesome time right now, where we are not safe anywhere in the world. It can certainly come here in North America as well as it's been in other parts of the world.
What are you doing, and what is the Church of God of Prophecy doing to provide leadership during these difficult times?
We have a very stable, very strong leadership in all of our areas. They're very dedicated to the work, very committed, and persecution is not going to stop them. In fact, I believe that church history will teach us that a church has grown more in times of persecution than they have in times of peace. So it's, persecution is not anything new. The apostles were persecuted, killed, crucified upside down for their faith, and we're facing some of the same situations in the world today.
And in this setting, how are you moving ahead with missions internationally?
Our mission work has always been strong. In fact, our largest membership is outside of the U.S., and we continue to grow in what people would call mission areas of the world, to the fact that now other countries are sending missionaries to the U.S. because they feel like that we need revival in the U.S. and that their particular ethnic groups are growing here. And we feel like our mission effort and our mission work has always been one of our strengths.
And what is the Church of God of Prophecy doing to reach what they call the younger generation?
Well, we reach out to the younger generation in many ways, and I'm very proud of the youth. When I visit other areas of the world, I see many of our congregations are predominantly youth, and God is doing a special work right now among our young people, and I feel like that he's raising a generation that will certainly raise the bar, take us to another level. They're different than the generation I grew up in, but they love Jesus, and they're dedicated to the cause.
And what is the Church of God of Prophecy doing in the area of educational initiatives?
Our educational department is continuing to broaden. We have connections with Gordon Conwell University or their seminary, and we have over 600 students that are enrolled and in their programs. We have recently signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Pentecostal School of Theology there in Cleveland, PTS. And we'll be launching a new program even at this assembly. Will be a launch, and we plan to start classes in the fall of this year with them. We are connected with several other accredited schools around the world, and God is certainly helping us in that area. And we so much appreciate the partnerships that we've had in that. We do not have a college of our own, so to speak, but we feel that the connections we have with the other schools is making us much stronger, and we appreciate the open doors that are there for us now.
Well, that leads me to my last question, and that is one that people outside your denomination would wonder about, and it even ties into what you said about the Pentecostal School of Theology there in Cleveland. You share a common history, common founder, a common theology with the Church of God, and with the mutual respect that I believe exists, is there anything in the future in which the two denominations might work together more, as you mentioned, or even merge?
I don't see a merger in our future. We can work together without competing with one another. We have so many things in common, and we can complement each other in our work. Our goal is to unite with all Christians and to be a part of a fellowship and a unity, and we've enjoyed that, and that is growing, and I feel like we can all benefit from one another. We have things to offer that maybe another organization don't. They have things that we don't, but when we combine our things that we have in common, then it makes us much stronger as a whole.
This is Steve Strang in the studio again. You know, whether the Church of God Cleveland, Tennessee, or the Church of God of Prophecy ever merges is something that maybe we'll never know in our lifetime. But it is a question that's asked, and I was so appreciative of the gracious way in which Bishop Clemens answered my very direct question. But you know, he made a very good point that denominations can work together and complement each other. And as I've gotten to know him and leaders of the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, I just so respect the godly way in which they approach their ministries and in which they lead their people. And God seems to be blessing both of these groups. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and the other podcast I recorded with Bishop Clemens, in which he shared some of his own testimony and also how God has brought him through a very difficult time in his life. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.